If you're a helpmate that's suitable, you have to understand you're a warrior and you're telling the weapons against your marriage. You're telling the weapons against your feelings. You're telling the weapons against your children. Oh, you cannot prosper. You can not, you will not prosper. So this is an amazing devotional that was put together. The helpmeet army is more than marriage. Let me tell you, I push, I train, I motivate, I teach, I love. And my helpmeet warriors in the Special Ops Division and Spiritual Warfare Arsenal Training Division, my leaders, 31 of them were chosen to put a one-day devotional together. So we have a 31-day devotional. And so for a few of our sips and tips, I'm going to read out of this devotional because it's fire. It's amazing. If you're a helpmeet, you need a devotional. Because a lot of people will say, you're praying for the kings. What about us? I answered the call. Mm-hmm. So my warriors and that are leaders, they got to write books. They got to start businesses. They got to begin ministry. They got to, these attacks on our marriage, a lot of times they're sent because the devil is afraid of who you are. Let me sip. The devil is afraid of who you are. So, yes, we become helpmeets that are suitable, not just for our marriage. We become suitable because we're going to tell the enemy, I have purpose in my life. I've got destiny in my life. I was created to handle some business in the kingdom. And so I got to make sure I know every weapon that is formed against me, can't prosper. So this 31-day devotional, I'm going to read out of it today. So I said I was going to randomly choose one of my 31 warriors, one of my many warriors. And this warrior has been with me since the beginning. And yes, we stick it out. When we know what we're doing, when we know what we're getting, we stick it out in the Help Me Army. Because rejection is something we all deal with. Rejection is something at some point in some time, for many of us, it comes up and we got to know what to do. We got to know what to do. So day 24, SWAT Rose shared a lot of examples of times in her life where she dealt with rejection. And it says, I'm just going to grab a part of it that really jumped out at me. This says, my mother was separated from her first husband when I was conceived. My biological father was not interested in a committed relationship or having a baby at that time. Therefore, my mother had to deal with the circumstances on her own. Can people relate? Can people relate? This says, I believe my mother wished she had different circumstances during her pregnancy with me. So you got to understand how demonic assignments set in. This could be according to you that you're dealing with, or your king could be dealing with it. It could be you dealing with it or your king dealing with it. See, when you have a rejection assignment in your marriage, it may not be that the pain that you're dealing with is only from your marriage. It could be that the spirit of rejection is connected to rejection you had from the womb. And that's what SWAT Rose is here talking about. This is good. It says, I believe my mother wished she had different circumstances during her pregnancy. She wanted things to be different. It's been said that babies can feel the emotional stress of being unwanted. In her case, she said, her mother wanted different circumstances. And in that became a silent rejection. A silent rejection. Some of us are dealing with silent rejection. Some of our kings are dealing with silent rejection. And then when we have a problem in our marriage, we start to add to that rejection. And that spirit of rejection tries. You hear what I said? Sip on that. Tries to take over. But when you know who you are and you know your authority, even if the situation and the circumstance does not change, we got to know that weapon can't be prospering. That weapon shall not prosper. So she goes on and gives some great examples of the fact that, guess what? Although the weapon formed, she wasn't going to allow it to prosper. She was not going to allow it to prosper. Even if she dealt with silent rejection in her childhood, and then had more rejection in her marriage, she did not and has not allowed it to prosper. So let me tell you, when she prays about it, she knows exactly what she's doing. She said, "I knew that my mentor had what I needed and that it was God's will for my life. So I started having counseling. Then I joined the Help Me Army mentoring program under the Holy Spirit's leading and teaching. The program are for those who are serious about learning who God is and who they are in Him." When you know who you are, rejection can't touch you. So I'm decreeing and declaring, rejection will not touch you. The spirit of rejection cannot have you. No matter what's going on in your relationship, no matter what's going on, help me. The spirit of rejection has to loose its grip from off of you. Hey, I'm telling you. And this warfare prayer, I'm just going to read a little bit because, you know, Miss Rose is fire. It says, "God, I thank you for the revelation and the knowledge of who you are and who I am in you. I forgive my ancestors for passing the spirit of rejection down to me. I renounce rejection off of my life, and I demolish the rejection and its sense of being unwanted and unable to receive love from others." That's not all of it. Woo, you already feel the fire. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about the ladies who are understanding who they are. The ladies who gave you some real life examples in this devotional. You can order this devotional on jaredandyvette.com. You can order the devotional from any one of the authors. It's just so awesome to have a warfare prayer, to have some reflection questions so you can think, to have some examples that you can relate to, like, oh, wait a minute. Bitterness, anger, rejection, poverty, lack. You can't touch me. So that's the declaration. Rejection. You can't touch me. Because some of us have had some rejection since we've been married. Or some of us are feeling a spirit of rejection when we're waiting on being married. Or some of us are feeling rejected when there's been affairs or problems in a relationship. You feel rejected. But do not let that assignment prosper. Do not let that spirit prosper. Rejection, you cannot touch me. Leave me alone. I know who I am. My marital status does not define me. You better sip on that. You better sip on that. I know that you can fight for your marriage, but you do not have to let rejection settle in. You better learn how to fight in the spirit. You better learn how to fight for yourself and learn how to fight for your marriage. Rejection, you cannot touch me. This is available on Amazon for those who are in other countries and available from each of the authors, the 31 authors, or you can get it on our website, jaredandyvette.com. But this, that weapon's not going to prosper. It might have formed, but the Bible says, shall not prosper. You know why it doesn't prosper? Because we make sure we know our authority and our power. I'm excited about that. All right, get your devotional. Don't complain. I don't have this, and you know, how come you never do that? We got prayer books, resources, webinars. It's there. You want it? I'm Yvette Benton of Jared and Yvette Ministries, jaredandyvette.com.